Yeah, all I know is the bad blood that was between them whenever Chris left. I mean, I do know there was bad blood from that between Chris, James, and Ivan. So I know there was some type of bad blood, but I don't know the extent of it.
When this thing goes to court and trial, I have one shot and one opportunity to be not guilty, or I go to prison and death row.
Mm-hmm. That's the reality of it.
We have busted alibis. We have caught people in lies.
This is just insane because everybody's pointing the finger at somebody else.
You just don't hear every day walking in somebody's house, they're going to take the plastic out and pop somebody.
So he could get the execution date pretty much any day?
Yeah. There's no impediment.
This is Cousins by Blood.
Episode 20, Bad Blood.
The size 34-32 Arizona brand jeans that were found in Ivan and Amy's apartment kitchen trash can is one of the most intriguing elements of this case. The size doesn't make sense. The fact that there was little to no DNA on the sample taken from the waistband doesn't make sense. The placement of the jeans on top of the trash without a lid doesn't make sense. The fact that Sylvia Neischenberg didn't see the jeans in the trash can during the wellness check doesn't make sense. All of those elements don't make sense if Ivan was wearing the jeans and put them in the trash can on November 4th, shortly after midnight, as Amy Boettcher said he did. However, those data points do seem to fit the theory that these jeans were planted sometime after the wellness check on November 4th and before they were found on November 6th. So, while there are a lot of questions about how these jeans wound up where they did, one thing we do know is where they came from. When I first started on this case back in 2019, one of the first things I looked into was the origin of the jeans. Because in one of Ivan's first letters he wrote me, he said he remembered that Amy Head, the then girlfriend and the now wife of Chris Head, worked at a jean manufacturer in Dallas. And you'll remember Chris Head's name came up in the very first episode when Sylvia said this.
I got out of the car and I was walking towards the front door and a policeman stopped me. He says, "I'm sorry, you can't come in right now." And he says, "The couple in there is dead." I looked in the middle of the street and there's Chris Head. And I thought, well, what is he doing here? And how does he know about this? And I blinked, and as soon as I opened my eyes again, he was gone. I mean, like a flash.
And so who else was in that crowd that you recognize?
No one. Just his immediate neighbors.
Just the immediate neighbors and Chris Head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing about Chris Head is that he and Amy Head came up in the police file, but this would have been in the 2 to 3 inch stack of evidence that Ivan's lawyers only received mid-trial. In this report, in the police file, it uses her maiden name, but we'll continue to call her Amy Head for clarity. Quote, Amy Head stated that she is a good friend of the deceased Amy Kitchen. Her common law husband is Chris Head. She stated that Chris is very close with James Mosqueda and has direct knowledge of Mosqueda's drug dealing business. She stated that she had been over to the victim's house and has seen drugs at that location. Miss Head was very distraught that her friends had been murdered and wanted to help the police however she could. She stated that the last time she saw her friend, Amy Kitchen, was about 1 month ago when they met their hairdresser, Tracy Moore, at Studio 33, 6959 Arapaho. She further stated that some mutual friends that may be able to help are Ray Sanchez, who is not believed to be involved in the drug business, but did work with James at the mortgage company, and Ivan Cantu, a cousin of James Mosqueda, worked at the mortgage company and was involved with James in his drug business. Miss Head was suspicious of Ivan believing that he could be the one that shot the complainants. She stated that they recently have had disagreements that could have something to do with the murders. And this is what Chris Head stated to the police when he was interviewed. Chris stated that he's a very close friend of the deceased, James Mosqueda. The two of them grew up together in Mesquite. James first started selling drugs when they were in high school and has been very successful in the drug business. He stated that in one time of his life, James sold marijuana to him, but mostly, he sold only large quantities to people he knew and trusted. He has known James to buy between 50 and 200 pounds of marijuana. He also sold cocaine. He has also seen James with large sums of money, sometimes up to $20,000, in his house. Chris last saw James about 2 weeks ago when they were playing golf. He stated that he used to work for James at the mortgage company, but left about 2 months ago because of a disagreement about the drugs. He stated that James often sold drugs while he was working. Chris was very suspicious of James' cousin, Ivan Cantu. Ivan worked at the mortgage company and was involved with James in his drug business. He stated that Ivan and James recently have had disagreements that could have something to do with the murders. He also stated that Ivan might have owed other people money and that he may have robbed James to pay off someone else. Both Chris and Amy Head's interview took place on November 7th. Ivan was arrested on November 8th. So even before his arrest, Chris and Amy Head were pointing the finger at Ivan. It's also important to note that Chris and Amy Head both stated that Ivan was involved in James' drug business, which I've never found any evidence of, or anyone else saying that. Ivan has always been adamant. He was not a drug dealer. He was only a drug user. So do Chris and Amy Head have any additional information on that? We shall see. Yet another statement in the police file comes from an anonymous source. On November 6th, one day before Chris and Amy Head's interviews, a Sergeant Kirkpatrick received a call at 9:30 a.m. In the report he typed up, it states, "I received a call from an anonymous caller. She stated that she fears for her own safety and spoke only on the condition that she remains anonymous." The caller stated, "The victim, James Mosqueda, was a drug dealer who supplied drugs to Chris Head. Chris Head is an employee of James at the mortgage company. They had a recent, quote, huge falling out, unquote. Amy Head is the current girlfriend of Chris Head and the best friend of the victim, Amy Kitchen. She works at Alf's Manufacturing. Amy Head has not been seen or heard from since the murders. Caller believes that Amy may be in danger, but if not, she should have more information on the victims." So we don't know who that caller was, but it was a female that must have been close to the inner circle because she knew about the huge falling out between Chris and James, and she knew where Amy Head worked, at Alf's Manufacturing, and Ivan knew that as well. Now getting back to the jeans, Ivan said he remembered Amy Head bringing over some of these sample or prototype jeans to James' mortgage office one time when he was working there. He said Anthony Fonseca was working there at that time too, and he thought that Anthony and another coworker, who you just heard about, Ray Sanchez, might have also gotten some jeans from her. Ivan said the jeans were too big for him, so he didn't take any, but he remembered them being Arizona brand. So, Ivan told me, once he heard that the Arizona brand jeans were found in the trash can, he figured somehow those were Amy Head's prototype jeans, but it was never confirmed. So I emailed a picture of the jeans tag with a lot number over to the facility manager at Alf's Manufacturing, and he confirmed they were the manufacturer of this pair of jeans, and they were part of a production check run done in October of 1999, which would have been 1 year prior to the murders. I got the facility manager on the phone to see what else he could tell me.
You said, that it was done in October 99. The production check runs are small cuts. What exactly does that mean? And when you said they could be sold as seconds?
Stuff that is not going to be first quality or is not going to be shipped to the customer, typically we sell to seconds retailers, different mom and pop shops and things like that that get garments that aren't first quality but are still good jeans.
Gotcha. So these, they wouldn't have been shipped to, say, a JCPenney or something?
No, they would not have been shipped to JCPenney because that was not what their intended purpose is.
So these would have been either what I would call like a sample or a prototype jean.
Sure.
And now these were found in Dallas. So really the only people that would have had access to these jeans, that, since you couldn't just buy them at stores, would have probably been someone who worked, if they were found in Dallas, would have worked at the sales office in Dallas.
Correct, or somebody knew them or whatever.
This is Matt.
Yes, Matt. My name is Amy, and I'm returning your phone call. You called me yesterday.
I am working on the case with James Mosqueda and Amy Kitchen.
Oh, wow.
Were you? Yeah, your name came up in the case file. I'm just still going back and looking over it. And I just wanted to, find out from you. Were you ever interviewed?
By the police department?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No. I wasn't personally. I mean, I know that my husband and I, Christopher Head was James Mosqueda's childhood friend. So I know that we were on standby. They spoke to us, but it was really more Chris. I'm guessing, is this regarding to Ivan?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Okay.
There's been some tests that have come back, DNA and things like that. And so I don't know if you've kept up with the case, but he's been on death row for about 20 years. And so you were never testified, I guess, at trial, correct?
No, we were told to hang tight. I mean, we did get the information, but I guess, they already had enough evidence by the time they got to us from previous parties involved before us. So no, but I can honestly say, we weren't ever called in to testify against him, I guess, basically bottom line.
Did you have any information at that time that you felt either could have helped the investigation, could have, any information at all about, since you were friends with Amy and your husband, I guess, Chris was friends with James?
Nothing that would probably help Ivan. No. To be honest with you, no. No, sir. I mean,
what about any information about Ivan and about any information at all in the murders?
I mean, everything is kind of here. I mean, it's one of those things is,
hearsay.
Right.
But I would like to hear
everything.
He was on
drugs. He was going down a downhill spiral. James had the mortgage business and they kind of cut ties. I know Ivan tried to reach out to Chris and I several times proclaiming his innocence, but
Okay.
Yeah. But unfortunately, due to all the evidence that we know personally, we never responded. So I'm not going to tell you anything different, but no, I mean, honestly, no, I just know that Ivan was in a really bad time in his life at that time. His life was kind of, he used to be very successful businessman. And unfortunately, you know, drugs got involved and he kind of went downhill spiral. And he was just, that's all I can really tell you, honestly. Now, of course, I can give you my husband's number. He might have some more information on that end, because him and James were really, really close. But yeah, honestly, nothing that's not already known, no extra information, other than knowing that he's trying to get off the death row to get out of it. So other than that, no, sir, unfortunately, I'm not going to be too much help. Kind of, you know, it was a very surreal moment. So yes, I do know that James' mom called us and we were there at the house the night that the murders happened, or when they found him.
So that must have been when Sylvia saw Chris Head standing in the small crowd of people outside of James and Amy Kitchen's house.
Now, prior to the murders, did you know anything about James' drug business?
Yes, we did. Yes.
And what did you know about that?
Well, that I guess it was marijuana, I think it was. We did know he did something on the side. Is he really trying, whatever. Yeah, I do know that, yes.
Yeah. Well, I know that did come up at trial as well.
Yeah.
And so it was known within, I guess, James and Amy's friends that that James was dealing.
Yes, that is very, yes. No, there's no denying that. Yes, marijuana is the furthest extent that I know of. Yes.
And now, did Chris also work at his mortgage company?
Very briefly. Unfortunately, when, yes, very briefly, whenever Ivan came in, he was unfortunately I will let Chris tell that side. But yes, Chris left because of Ivan.
Oh, Chris left because of Ivan.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is very interesting that Amy says Chris left James' mortgage business because of Ivan. In the case file is a statement from Ray Sanchez, who also worked at the mortgage company and knew about the falling out. Ray told the police in his statement, quote, he and Chris Head had been in an argument at their office. Head accused Mosqueda of dealing narcotics, but Mosqueda denied it. Sanchez continued by asking Mosqueda if he was dealing drugs, but he continued to deny it. Unquote. And you'll remember, even Chris Head told the police the disagreement was over, quote, the drugs. So was this falling out really over Ivan? Or was it due to James' drug business? Or perhaps a combination of both. As of now, I don't know.
Well, I know Chris and James got into a fight because, as I discussed, Chris left the mortgage business because of Ivan and told James that he's basically a cancer, and he no longer wanted to work with him. So I want to say right before their murder, we did not talk to, because they left on bad terms. Chris left on, you know, they were starting to become friends again at the end, but want to say at least 30 days. Hadn't talked to much Amy and or James. I know Chris and James were kind of talking a little bit, but yeah, I mean, I unfortunately didn't get to see Amy, you know, any weeks before the murder, unfortunately. So,
and now, do you know, had Ivan ever threatened James or Amy, or did you ever hear anything that there was bad blood like that?
Let me go back into my, let me see.
Yeah, take your time.
I know there was bad blood because I know James let Ivan go after him and Chris. So I do know there was some type of bad blood. Now, on what, I'm not sure. Let's see. Yeah, all I know is the bad blood that was between them whenever Chris left. I know there was a huge, you know, but like I said, I, you know, we have you know, we moved on and everything. I don't know. I mean, I do know there was bad blood from that between Chris, James, and Ivan, but I don't know the extent of, you know, I'm not James and I can't speak for Ivan either. So,
sure.
I don't know the extent of that because we completely exited ourselves out of the way because of the road Ivan was going down. Chris did not agree with. So I know there was some type of bad blood, but I don't know the extent of it.
Now, back then, where were you working? I think it came up in the notes.
It was probably Alf Manufacturing.
Right. Now, did you ever bring around jeans? I don't know if it was obvious. Someone was saying that you might have brought around, because of the manufacturing place, you had jeans, or that you brought jeans into the office, James's office, one time or multiple times. I don't know.
No.
Does that sound familiar
at
all?
He's so fucked up.
I believe she was talking about Ivan there, kind of under her breath, which is understandable. She is under the assumption that Ivan killed his cousin and her good friend, Amy Kitchen, and took the ring off her dead finger. And now I'm asking her about jeans from 20 years ago.
Yeah, I did work for a manufacturer jean company. Yes, and I had samples, but I've never taken any jeans to James Mosqueda's house, ever.
Not to the house or the office, or, I mean, would you occasionally hook the guys up with jeans, I guess, since you're working at the...
If they were samples, because they're standard size, so yeah, I mean, I would probably say I probably did that because I did give a lot of homeless shelters jeans, so I would probably think that I would hook up my friends as well. I would say that I probably gave a couple of pairs out, but I can guarantee I never gave James Mosqueda, Amy, and or Ivan any.
So you never gave Ivan any jeans?
No, he was financially stable, and he, you know, he made his own money. I do not recall ever giving him any jeans.
So how did these jeans wind up in that trash can?
Do you remember giving any of, I guess, the guys in their circle jeans?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No. I know that for a fact. No.
Okay.
They didn't need it. They could afford their own jeans.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I was confused. Like, they would buy their own jeans. It wasn't like you were... You know, because I've had friends in the t-shirt business, and then, you know, it's just like, hey, check out these free t-shirts, and you just kind of hand them out to your friends. But you weren't doing that. You don't remember ever giving your friends any jeans.
Sure, like I said, if they're, to see, when you work in a business like that, it's automatically 32s, 32s. So I would clean out this sample closet and bring home jeans. But yeah, you had to be a certain size. So that, unfortunately, that certain size doesn't qualify for a lot of people. But I mean, yes, did I ever give my friends jeans? I can 100% tell you, yes, I did. Now, who I gave jeans to, can't really recall, but I can honestly admit 100% it wasn't Anthony Fonseca. It wasn't anybody in that circle that I would recall, because you're talking about Arizona Jeans, which is the JCPenney's brand. And I can tell you that select group of people wouldn't be caught dead in these jeans. I mean, you know, so, I mean, Tommy Hilfiger, possibly, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't recall.
So Arizona brand jeans, they weren't what James, your husband, and Ivan and the guys were wearing back then.
No.
And that's just because they weren't the style back then, Arizona brand.
Exactly. And not only that, they wouldn't be caught dead. They were always dressed to impress, you know. I mean, all that whole entire group.
Interesting. And would your husband or your boyfriend back then would never wear Arizona jeans?
Never has worn a pair of Arizona jeans in his life, no.
And so you're probably fairly familiar with, most women aren't, but because you've worked in the jean business, you're fairly familiar with jean sizes?
Yes.
Were there certain sizes that were only made into samples?
Well, no. See, what you do when you work in the manufacturer business is what you do is you make a standard size jean, and then you got to sell these jeans to the customer, such as JCPenney's and so on and so forth. So you make the sample size, which is 32, 32. Okay. You take those 32s, 32s, and you have a show, and you show them, this is what Europe is coming out with, because we would travel. This is what they're coming out with. What do you think? Do you want to buy a bulk of these? And that's how they bought bulks of a style jean.
I see. So in the bulk batch that you were dealing with, it was always 32, 32, or?
It could have fluctuated from 32 to 34, but yeah, generally 32s, 32s was about 95% of the sample.
Okay. And I asked this, and has anyone ever brought up jeans and you working at that manufacturing before during this case?
I have never heard anybody ask me about my job at Alf Manufacturing, no.
Because, yeah, there was part of the investigative notes, it came up that you were working there at this time. Oh, and before I get to this, now, since you do know men's size jeans, what size jeans would you say that Ivan wore back then?
He's little. I mean, I was bigger than him. Let me see. I would probably say anywhere from a 30, 32, or he probably could fit in a 32, 32. I'm not 100%, but I mean, he was very little. He was a little guy, thin and short. Yes.
Okay.
I'm 5'7", a 130, and I weighed more than him. So, yeah.
You weighed more than him back then.
Yes. I was taller than him, but he's always been very slender, Ivan. Yeah, I would say anywhere from a 28 to a 32, he would be.
Waist,
yes.
What size inseam?
I mean, it's very hard to find a 30, so I would probably say anywhere from a 30 to a 32.
Okay. Well, and do you know what size jeans your husband is? Or was back then?
Yeah, 38, 36.
38, 30, so he's a bigger guy. I asked this because there were jeans found in the trash can in Ivan's apartment. And those jeans were size 34, 32. Ivan has said, and other people have told me, that they kind of guessed around you that he was about a 30-30.
Okay.
So does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. I would say a 30. Like I said, he was a little guy. I mean, I can't really know, but like I said, between 28 and 32, I would be safe for waist size.
Ivan says that those weren't his jeans because he couldn't wear a 34-32, there was no belt found in the trash can. And those jeans actually came from AALF Manufacturing because they were prototype jeans and they were Arizona brand.
Okay.
I'm just wondering from what you've said, you know, they probably wouldn't have been Ivan's size, and multiple people have said that. And you also said that Ivan wouldn't have probably worn Arizona brand jeans.
Probably not. I don't know. I don't know what Ivan's thought process is to still. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you bring that up because no one's ever talked to me besides you 20 years later. So it sounds like we're grasping it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I can understand how this may feel like grasping to Amy, as this is the first time she's been asked about this gene connection. But for me, This seems like a crucial detail, and one that shouldn't have taken 20 years to come up.
I'm trying to figure out if those could have only come from that manufacturing place.
Right, which is, yes, 100%, I work there.
And you don't remember giving those out to, you don't ever remember giving them out to Ivan?
I don't remember ever giving them out to Ivan. However, 20 years have passed. So, I mean, I know he came to my house, unfortunately, because I know that we moved, you know. I don't recall, but I do recall helping him out when he was down on his luck. I do recall that, but I don't know really what was given. But, 100%, I'm the only one that worked in Alpha Manufacturing. There is no denial to that.
Sure. So you did you give him items when he was down on his luck or anything?
He stayed with us. I'm sure my husband, you know, I'm sure because, you know, now what he gave to him when I was at work, I don't know. But I mean, I know that he came over and we tried to help him at one time. This was before he went back to the mortgage company. This is before then. It was whenever he lost his wife and his house in, was it McKinney or Frisco? I don't know. He had just lost his house and got a divorce. Going through a divorce. So whatever timeline that is, I don't really know. I wasn't expecting a call on a murder for 20 years ago today.
I know. I'm sorry to bother you too. I just have to go back through everything.
I know I've been trying to get out of it because he's been trying to reach out to us. I know he's grasping at straws. So it's okay.
Is there any other information, good, bad, or ugly about Ivan or the murders or anything that even that you heard?
I know that he was going through a lot of, only thing I really, all I remember was Ivan was a hothead. Okay. He always wanted to get his way. And if he didn't, he would, you know, stir the pot.
How so?
He had some he just had, you know, he thought his shit didn't stink, but none of them do at 20-something years old. So, you know, and looking back on it now, I mean, it's just immaturity, you know. I mean, he thought he hung the moon. I mean, but what 20-something year-old guy didn't? So I can't really say that's anything bad. Did I hear kind of what happened a little bit on everybody's, you know, talking from people? But again, that's all hearsay, and that's not any.
But what did you hear, and from whom?
You know, him stealing the ring off of Amy's finger after he shot her, and stealing the Corvette, and everything. You know, and then driving. I think it was either Arkansas or Oklahoma, one of the two. I can't recall which one.
Arkansas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arkansas, and getting caught, and his new girlfriend has Amy's ring. You know, but like I said, that's all gossip. I wasn't there. I don't really know what's truth and what's not. So,
yeah, that's what we're trying to find out. And now, would you say that Ivan was a pretty sharp guy though back then?
When he wasn't on drugs, yes, absolutely. He didn't get to where he was not being sharp. No, but then unfortunately, drugs came to play and Ivan changed tremendously.
How did you see the change in him?
Well, he was already 0 to 100. Just like complaining, everything's everybody else's fault. You know, but he, the poor guy was just going through so much, you know, so, you know, he was just down on his luck. Everything he had worked for just got ripped away from him.
And was that because of the drugs, do you think? Or?
You know what? I did not know him well enough at that time, so I can't honestly say. I thought it was because of his ex, him and his ex-wife. But I do not know. I never asked. You know, I was 19, 20 years old. I was living my own life. I didn't, you know, I don't know. I really.
So you never saw him on drugs? What did you say?
Have I ever seen him on drugs? There was a couple, I mean, I never really asked, but there was a couple of times I'm like, are you okay? You know, but I mean, that's, again, assuming, and assuming is never good for anybody.
Well, so, what would you see him do that would make you think that, though?
Stumble and fall, can't hold his eyes open, just not all there. Yeah, I knew I would try to talk to him, and he couldn't hold a conversation, you know, but... And then him quick to get really angry, because he would. He was very quick to get upset about, you know, just, it, and sometimes it was just stupid stuff. Now, Ivan was also fun-loving, too. I mean, I can remember good parts of Ivan, too. So, you know.
When he got angry, did you ever see him get violent? Hit anyone? Or?
Oh, no. No, I've never get, only time I've ever seen him try to go after somebody was whenever he convinced us to buy Ranger tickets for a scalper game. And then the tickets that he bought weren't as good as he thought. And I remember him running after the guy, but it, there was nothing, he didn't catch him, you know, so I'm not, you know, I don't know. That's about as far as extent, but it wasn't, you know, he wasn't like a raven lunatic. I don't know. We figured out another plan. So it wasn't like a bad, it wasn't, I'm not going to say it doesn't warrant anything that anybody else wouldn't, you know, in their right mind after giving somebody X amount of dollars, really expensive tickets, you know. I wouldn't judge anything off of that.
Do you ever know Ivan to be a drug dealer? I know he's admitted to being a drug user, but do you know anything about him being a drug dealer?
No. No.
However, you'll remember in Amy's statement to police, she stated that Ivan was involved in James' drug business, as did Chris. So I can only assume that she must have gotten that information from Chris.
When this all happened, did it make sense to you that, I mean, back then, I know that people after 20 years, people kind of made up their mind that it was Ivan, but back then, did that make sense to you that Ivan would have done it?
That's the first thing that my husband said whenever when James's mom called him. Actually, no, it wasn't James' mom. It was Amy's mom found them, and then Amy's mom called my father-in-law because they, I guess, had talked before in the past because she didn't know Chris's number. And then my father-in-law called us, and we lived 5 minutes away, and we jumped in the car and went over there for James's mom because James's mom and Chris was very close, and she didn't speak a lot of English. So we went over there. And on our way over there, before we knew anything, Chris automatically said, Ivan.
Out of all of my interviews, no one has ever told me Ivan was the first person they thought did it.
Before anybody knew anything, just because of what had gone down between those three.
So what had gone down between those three?
And then once we heard kind of what had happened, you know, it is what it is.
And so Ivan has reached out to you, but you never have reached back?
No, sir, and we will not. Sorry.
Yep.
I know you're trying to help him, but we know.
I'm just trying to see if there's any other information out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally respect that.
Certainly a lot of evidence that points to Ivan, but there's certainly a couple head scratchers, and the last thing you want to have happen is somebody to be executed that that didn't do it.
100%.
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody that doesn't believe in execution. So I'm not.
Okay.
No, 100%. I don't believe in that. I don't feel that anybody should be in control of anybody's life. I'm not, other than our maker. So no, I'm not. No, I just, it's just crazy that this has reared its head.
Let's see. Now, did you also know a Carlos Gonzalez or Anthony Fonseca?
Yes, I know both of them.
And were they working with James at the time?
No, none of them. I do not recall any of them working with James with the mortgage company.
But they were all kind of friends with James.
Yes, they are all childhood friends. Yes, they all grew up. I mean, well, James and Chris grew up down the street from each other. They were childhood friends. And Anthony and, yeah, so, I mean, yeah, they knew each other from there.
And were you aware, did it seem like Carlos and Anthony were also involved with the drug business?
I do not know that information. You know, that wasn't ever, never open conversation. It was something that you just knew and I don't think so, but I don't know who his business dealings were with.
Well, thank you, Amy. And be thinking if there's any other connections between any of the other guys, or how those genes, how Ivan or any of the guys would have gotten a pair of that, because it was it was from that manufacturer, size 3432 Arizona brand. I'm wondering during the time that Ivan was staying with you, would it have been a possibility? Did you ever keep those jeans at the house? And
oh yeah, I had a whole room full of these for work purposes and everything else. So I mean, I guess he could have got them there. And Chris, you know, I know my husband well enough to know he tried to help Ivan by giving the shirt off of his back. So would that not surprise me? No. Did it bother me? No. If he did, I just can't physically recall me saying, "Here you go, Ivan. Here's a pair of jeans." So, I mean, I don't know.
So there was an opportunity for Ivan to get his hands on these jeans, just like there would have been an opportunity for a lot of people to get their hands on these jeans. Amy was literally giving them away. But why Ivan would have taken the 34-32 size jeans is still a head scratcher. As of now, these jeans are still a mystery. And although Amy gave me her husband's number, Chris Head never returned my call. So exactly what happened between James, Ivan, and Chris Head is still a mystery also. And here's the other big mystery. And the reason I kept bringing up James' drug business. Well, actually, there's two reasons. If Ivan is innocent, you would have to figure the murders were drug-related. And secondly, you'll remember Chris said James would buy up to 50 pounds of marijuana at a time, and Chris had seen $20,000 laying around James' house. So the other big mystery is, what happened to all the drugs and cash?
So is there anyone else that was very close with Amy or James at that time who, good or bad for Ivan, may have some additional information?
Yeah, other than Anthony Fonseca and the other gentleman that you mentioned, Gonzalez.
Carlos.
Yes, Carlos. I know that, you know, it was like a very tight group. James didn't trust a lot of people. James did not trust anybody because of what he did on his side, on the side. So he kept everybody very, very close. I mean, you know, he did not allow a lot of people over to his house. That's one thing. And I know that Anthony, I know they knew where he lived. But no, I mean, it was a very close-knit circle.
Carlos and Anthony, you've heard their names continue to come up throughout this story. You've heard that Ivan, Ivan's mom Sylvia, Ivan's dad Abner, and even James' mom Gladys have expressed their suspicions that Carlos and Anthony may have been involved in the murders. So what do Carlos and Anthony have to say about what happened? Well, this is Carlos.
You and Anthony, you guys were pretty much friends with Ivan before he got arrested and everything too, or what?
Well, yes. I met Ivan through James, and so then we hit it off as, you know, friends. And James, I mean, he was a really nice guy. In fact, right before the murder happened, I had just taken him on vacation with me to Jamaica. You know what I mean? And we all had a big vacation, and my family, it was my wife and Anthony and his girl, and Ivan, and was it Tawny was there? Maybe Tawny was there. God, it's been so long. We're talking about years, two decades mm-hmm. ago. You know, and I know he was going through quite a bit of jealousy with James also, because I don't know if you know the full story is.
No, tell me the full story.
The season two finale, Carlos and Anthony, will be coming in 2 weeks. Next time on Cousins by Blood. If you're a fan of the podcast, please give a 5-star rating on iTunes. To find out more about the case and to see pictures, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Cousins by Blood Podcast. If you have any information about this case, you can email me at cousinsbybloodpodcast@gmail.com. Mixing and mastering by Jody Abbott. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.